vitamins glee occur at Bethesda Verdona?
Sorry?
Hello, I'm interested in using the Judicial Council Act 2019 to prosecute at the Judicial Conduct Committee. Can you represent me, please?
Sorry, what's your name?
Nicholasine Colleen de Gloucester.
This would be, not sure, to be honest with you. We would have to get just your full detail and we'd have to do kind of conflict checks and then see if there is a solicitor who would deal in this area, but I'm not sure saying, I kind of highly doubt it. Sorry, your name was Nicholas?
Nicholasine Colleen de Gloucester.
Okay. And can you give me a background?
Yes. I am a victim of inter alia torture. The European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me and it repeatedly criticizes violations of international law against me.
So I'd stop you there, Nicholasine. We wouldn't have no experience in international law. So where you say EU and everything, we wouldn't. I'd say you'd probably have to maybe Google that and see who are the experts in European kind of law that way. And that's your kind of best bet to go that way, with someone who is experienced in it.
I'm actually attempting to ask you about instructing you via the Judicial Council Act 2019, which is not an international law.
Well, you've mentioned then European, you said...
Yes, but you asked for the background. I mean, things happen, things don't happen in isolation. There's a background that I've been tortured, but... this specific query is about a domestic issue, which is a consequence of being tortured.
Okay. And what was the domestic issue?
So, the Petty Sessions Ireland Act 1851 allows a private individual to be a criminal prosecutor. And I went to a district court to request a judge to sign criminal summonses, but I spoke only in Irish during this hearing, and she spoke only in English without an interpreter. She lied about having considered this application, which I make in Irish. She clearly does not understand Irish. This hearing lasted barely 1 minute, and I consider that she is guilty of judicial misconduct, and therefore I want to complain about her to the Judicial Conduct Committee.
Okay, and what was the judge's name?
Aaron McKiernan.
Aaron McKiernan. She sits in Mead, doesn't she?
She works in Mead. You're well informed.
Yeah. We would have to do a conflict check because the reason why I know that name is one of our solicitors here would be regularly before her. So I'm not so sure if that's a conflict, because if they're colleagues, then they couldn't take a case against, if they meet quite regular, weekly and stuff, that would be considered a conflict, if you understand me.
I do.
Yeah. So, I can double check, but I know that name, so I have a feeling there's going to be a conflict. The only thing, I know it's Mead, you're probably doing the right thing, kind of going Westmead, Offaly. You know, if you were to try another solicitor further away from Mead, you might be in luck, because anywhere close by in the surrounding areas of Mead, they might know her, which would raise a conflict.
Possibly. I had actually contacted a firm which recommended me to instruct a particular firm, and I contacted in Loud, I contacted that firm in Loud, and it told me that every solicitor in Loud and Mead has a conflict of interests.
Yeah, so it's too close to home for a Loud or Mead company, so that's why I'm maybe saying Galway or Cork or something that's very far away. And actually, unfortunately, it's Dermot Scanlon that is before her regularly, and I think it's going to lead to a conflict. So I might suggest you try maybe Cork, somewhere as far away as Mead as possible.
Thanks. Well, maybe consider checking into it anyway, but yes, I am certainly going to have to heed this feedback.
Yeah. But I can double check with solicitors here, and we'll get back to you. As I said, I have a feeling I'm going to be telling you what I've told you now, but we will do a conflict check in any event, and we'll get back to you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.